All right, great to be with you on a pretty dreary Wednesday morning out there in the Delaware Valley. Hopefully the Phils clinch the bye tonight. They should, one way or the other, because the magic number for that is one, a Phillies win or a Brewers loss. But then ultimately, obviously, the big quest that is left is to try to get the one seed. We'll see if they can get that done. We'll talk to Mike Quick in about 10 minutes. We're going to get Shirley here to something Vic Fangio said yesterday about Bryce Harper. Let's get a lot of calls in as well. 215-592-9494. Reminder, Jason Kelce joins us every Thursday. So Kelce tomorrow from 7:30 to 8:30. We're very fortunate as the show to have, you know, such star power on a regular basis with us. So Kelce tomorrow, 7:30 to 8:30. He'll be in studio and fielding phone calls with us, you know, co-hosting, essentially. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. Well, Ed.
You're right.
So, kind of picking up off of the Jordan Davis conversation yesterday, you mentioned Vic Fangio's sort of, not disdain, but, you know, lack of faith in Bryce Huff, and rightfully so. I think we need, you know, if they're gumming up 3 to 4 blockers in the middle and the edge rushers have these one-on-one matchups, they really need, you know, outside of Brandon Graham to show me something this week.
I don't expect that they will, Ed. I mean, listen, we know Josh Sweat can hang in there. I mean, to his credit, he's been a starter for about 4 years now, and he's not a bad player. He's not great, but he's not bad. The problem with Bryce Huff is, I mean, Howie might have just completely whiffed on this one. I mean, really whiffed. Because he's not playing much, and when he plays, he's not playing well. I mean,
you know Vic's in charge.
You're right about that.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's really... I mean, Ed, if they stunk, like if they were the type of team that was headed to 3-14, they'd probably play Bryce off a lot because it's like, well, let's just put him out there and, you know, give it a shot. What difference does it make? But they're trying to win games. They're trying to make the playoffs. They're trying to win the division, and they just don't trust the guy right now at all.
Yeah, I mean, you see some of the things that were giving the Eagles a hard time in the first two games, and some of the stunts the edge rushers were doing. Maybe they just don't have the acumen or the ability to execute that.
I think that's right.
Disconcerting.
I agree. Ed, give me a big answer. Royal fictional character.
Thank goodness for Knight or for Dragonglass. How about the Night King? Game of Thrones.
Oh, my Lord.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, good answer.
I like that.
And is he K? Hold on. Is he K-N-I, not N-I-G-H-T?
Wait,
no.
What?
No, it's
what
King. What are you talking
King.
About, man?
Oh, King. Seriously. I got confused on the Knight.
Yes!
Okay.
Knight isn't even royalty, is it? Would Knight be considered royalty?
It's somewhere in the world of medieval.
No, some... you're made a knight by royalty,
sorry.
Right? You're
you,
like
I believe
a,
so.
You see
knight.
How I got there. That's not inconceivable.
I mean, not really.
Wait, so this whole time, you thought it was knight as in like
no,
K-N-I.
I never
realized the king part.
Let a guy make a mistake where it was, it just happened.
Really dumb. Let
kinda
a guy
dumb.
Make a really dumb mistake.
Kind of dumb. I hadn't dwelled on
Hilarious,
it for 8 years.
So.
You know.
Just a question. I'm saving the audio. Is it a night with a K or with an N? I'm just so I save it right.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing
so,
it out.
So I know it's your birthday, but I'm going to stick a pen in your eye. Like when Michael Irvin stabbed that cowboy one time with, what was it, a pen or something?
I think it was, yeah.
That he belched straight on our show.
He did. That was... Have you ever heard
it
that, Devin? When
for.
Michael Irvin, a burp live?
Yeah, I have not. No.
As he was
right,
answering.
Let's,
still
let's,
have it?
Let's lay out. Here we go.
There was a play a little while ago, excuse me.
Like full
Rhea,
on.
How great is that?
I can top it.
Right now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
We
I
had,
can top it right now.
No.
You want to challenge me?
I know. We all just pause for
who's
a second.
Belch contest?
Who's who was the manager for the Marlins, the old guy who won the
Jack McKeon.
He was on with us, and we're about 99.5% certain he was going to the bathroom
wow.
while he was on the air with us.
And you mean like going to the bathroom?
Number one.
Oh, number one.
But
okay.
We heard it real clearly.
Wow.
It was like, we're all kind of looking at each other. I mean, Wechter will remember. We're looking at each other going, is that what we
that's
think it is?
That's incredible. That's good stuff. All right, let's listen
it's to... It's not as good as it would be if it were...
Yeah, the other.
Yeah.
Dose.
Hasn't Ike reached
I mean,
on that?
Way better if it's the other.
Who?
Ike.
On the air?
Not to call him out. I remember it was hilarious. He didn't go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah
remember
yeah.
we laughed at that audio. We had a whole...
Yeah, you mean the gases
yeah,
form.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. No,
that.
Not
the aerosol
bathroom.
Version.
Yeah.
aerosol first.
I give your listener, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just put you on the spot there.
That is
so I'll just say this. It's a fact that makes sense, but when I had to see all those doctors for all those years of all those issues, one of the doctors said something to me, made a lot of sense. It was interesting. It's the only part of the body where solid, liquid, and gas comes out of
it. Oh, man.
All three.
Wow, so this doctor was, like, touting his own, I don't know, like...
Man, it doesn't come out of your ear.
You're right.
Well, theoretically, it can come out of your mouth. I mean,
I don't know about gas.
If you vomit... Gas comes out of your mouth. Gas comes out every second with carbon dioxide. Yeah,
okay.
Solid, you know, if you vomit...
All right.
Yeah.
Mouth.
Okay, all right.
People are eating breakfast.
All right, that's true.
Nostril.
Yeah. Let's listen to Vic Fangio. He was talking yesterday about Bryce Huff. This is not an endorsement. I mean, it is what it is at this point.
What's the plan going forward with Bryce?
Much the same as it's been. You know, he'll be mixed in there just along with the rest of the guys. We got five guys dressed. We're mixing four of them, and it's been pretty much be the same, I think.
With Huff against the run particularly, it seemed like containing the edge was a priority for you guys. I don't know on the third play if he was supposed to be pushing so far in and then the bounce outside. Learning that, like what's gone into that for him, and was that part of the reason why he wasn't in positions like that the rest of the game?
Yeah, he needed to be, you know, hold the force on that play. You know, to answer your question.
Wow.
It's just...
Oh, my God.
James, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to go into Gabe Kapler mode. So how would Gabe Kapler address the struggles of Bryce Huff if he was coaching Bryce Huff?
You're saying to the media?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's really trying hard out there, guys. You know, we really respect the effort that Bryce has given us. You know, he's going to get better. I believe in it. You know, we're gonna have him on a new sleep plan. He's not waking up unless he wants to.
This is a tough one. You're doing all right. You're doing pretty good.
Trying there.
Presented in a way that he wanted to set the edge appropriately, but he was unable to appropriately set said
Why
edge.
Are
that's
you
pretty good.
Talking, my John,
no, that's
that
pretty good.
Excellent.
I think that's good, John. I think that's a good Gabe Kapler right there. I like it a lot. I also like when we talk to Mike Quick. He'll join us coming up in a minute.
Week four. Hey, Philly, you know, I've been telling you about my friends at the Busch Auto Group for a while now. And if it's been a minute since you've considered a Nissan, I'm telling you, now's the time to go and see them. With six new Nissan models under $30,000 and two locations in Limerick and Exton, quality and affordability are right around the corner for you. This month, save up to $10,000 on select Nissan models. And the deals, they're dropping like the leaves over there right now. Trust me, I've been a customer myself, and the team at Busch Auto Group knows how to treat you right. They're so awesome to work with, and they just want to help you find the perfect vehicle. So head on over to either of their two Nissan locations at Exton Nissan and Nissan 422 of Limerick today to save big. Or view their wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles online at BushAutoGroup.com. That's B-U-S-H AutoGroup.com. And when you go, tell them John Ritchie sent you. Philly rides with us.
Philly also rides with Mike Quick. We have been since the early 1980s. When he was drafted by the Birds, a quick star by a quick six who joins us every Wednesday at this time.
And Mike Quick is sponsored by Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook. New users can score up to a $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's talk to the aforementioned Eagles Hall of Famer and phenomenal broadcaster here on WIP, Mr. Mike Quick. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Fantastic, Mike. Hey, I'll tell you this, my man. Thank God they won. I mean, we're having an almost similar conversation to if they lost, but, Mike, they actually won the game.
Well, did you expect less?
Well, no. I was hoping for more than 0 points in the first three quarters, I'll tell you that. I mean, you know, I do think it was kind of a dirty win, but here's the thing, Mike. A really important
win. Dirty win is a win.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you got to stack wins. You got to get to 9 or 10 to make the playoffs, and... You know, that was an advancement. But, Mike, it was a strange game. What did you make of it?
I thought it was just, like, old-fashioned football where guys just beat each other up and bloody the nose of the opponent. Because that's what it seemed like to me with all the bodies on both teams that were taken out of that game because of how physical that game was. That's really what stood out to me, that this was, you know, that's a very physical team that they played against. The Saints are known for bullying teams with their style of play. Well, that wasn't to be taken lightly by the Eagles. They went down and they had their own fashion of bullying and playing the game in an old fashion of just bloodying the nose of the guy on the other side. And for me, it was kind of fun. I like the games where there's lots of scoring, but I also can like and appreciate games where the defensive guys just beat up the other side.
Yeah, I like Smash Mouth. I like that our defense was tough and tougher than we've seen them in a long time. But how good was our quarterback, Mike? How good was Jalen?
I tell you what, he was really good in some areas. And then, you know, there were times when, like any quarterback, where things didn't go his way. But I thought he made a lot of really good decisions. I thought at the line of scrimmage when he needed to change plays, I thought he did a really good job with that.
That's important.
Yeah, the mistakes were glaring, of course. The interception, I thought, wasn't just Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very savvy veteran that was in the back part of that defense, was the Honey Badger,
yeah.
Matthew.
Tyron Matthew.
Yeah, he's had a good career.
He kind of played it really smart.
He is a veteran guy who knows, who's seen this play before, who knew that this was coming, or knew that there's a strong probability of this coming, mm-hmm. and he jumped the route. Sometimes mm-hmm. the defense is going to win, especially when you have a guy that savvy and that knows and has seen so much football.
What do we do at wide receiver if A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are still out? The play that we're getting from Jahan Dotson, is it good enough? Johnny Wilson, what have you seen from him? Just what's the state of the union if we're missing A.J. and Devontae?
Yeah, that is the real big question, I think, going into this game, because if you look at the latter part of the game, and many instances where you would want to have your 11 personnel or the three wide receivers, one tight end, they couldn't do it. You had to play two tight ends in a lot of situations. That's a tough one, John. Paris Campbell, you know he's a guy who's been around, who has played, but he has to play better. Dotson, I think you have to rely on him a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the big rookie, I just think that he has to grow up. I think Wilson has a chance to really shine now that he's going to get more. He's going to get more opportunities. And if you have both of your stars out, these guys just have to step up. You look at the offensive line and how that next man up worked so well with the right side of the offensive line. Guys just have to do that. You practice so that when you have your opportunity, you can step in and seamlessly keep this thing moving.
Hey, Mike, let's, you know, more on the receiver situation, talk about Devontae Smith, but I'm curious from your perspective. I mean, I playfully rip on John sometimes, but candidly, I have incredible respect for you guys, you and John, Mike, that guys that played pro football. I mean, I can't imagine being out there. I really can't. Can you take our audience inside for
no,
a what?
You really can't.
No, trust me. No.
We can't imagine you out there either.
No. So, Mike, to go across the middle in pro football, To be a wide receiver, like what Devontae did, what A.J. does frequently. I mean, you had to deal with, you know, Ronnie Lott. If it's really shallow, maybe Mike Singletary back in the day.
In an era where they could crush you, too.
Yeah, like, can you just take our audience inside the mindset of a receiver on those kind of routes and what Devontae dealt with the other day?
Well, you have to know that, okay, if I go over the middle and I catch the ball and they break me up, at least I'll get to the hospital and they'll take care of me.
Do you really think? No, I'm serious. I mean, is that a joke? Is that really part of the thought process or is that a joke?
Listen, you have to get used to when you're a wide receiver in the National Football League, even at the collegiate level, at high school.
Yeah.
You have to get used to the fact that I've got to catch the ball over the middle. Everyone's counting on me to do that. The first thing I have to do is catch the ball. Then I got to try and avoid people. And you have to know that you're going to take some shots from time to time. It's just a part of what you do. Joe, you know you're going to miss a lot of sleep in your job.
Yeah.
We all have things that we have to consider in our job. And that's a part of the consideration of playing the wide receiver position.
Mike, do you have any concern on Devontae moving forward? I'll frame it this way. When you saw it, you announced the game. When Deshaun, I mean, it was a shot of shots about 3 or 4 years into his career by that Falcons player one game. Yes. I thought Deshaun was never the same going across the middle, and they didn't do it much, and maybe that was part of it. Do you have some concern about Devontae once he's healthy, you know, willingness to effectively go back over that middle?
I do not. And this is not the first time that he's been hit. The guy is as tough as anybody playing at 170 pounds. I don't know many men who would do what he does, but he's fearless in the way he plays, and that's one of the reasons why he's such a great player.
Mike, Britton Covey was sort of working his way into regular usage on the offense, and I know that he's not your conventional slot guy as per like what we're accustomed to seeing in Philadelphia. But was he becoming like a serviceable slot receiver before our eyes without us really appreciating that?
Yeah, I think he was, and I think he is. There are certain things that he can do, and I think in a small space, he has that ability to create the separation that the quarterback needs to get him the ball. And we saw on the one play to the right side where he got a first down, there's a cornerback right in front of him, and he's just quick enough in that short area space to avoid that corner and get up the field for a first down. Mm-hmm. I think there are ways that you can use Britt Covey. I don't think that you want to have to rely on him. I think you want bigger, faster guys that can go up and take the ball because, you know, in this league, there's so many times when you have to man up a guy and make sure that you can push him off and not get knocked off stride. That's not the type of guy that Covey is, but there is a spot for him.
Hey, Mike, final thing here. Let's broaden this out to the whole league. I mean, we're trying to figure out where the Eagles fit in this whole puzzle. Does it feel to you, I mean, we're used at this point to topsy-turvy year to year, but does it feel that this year is the most topsy-turvy it's ever been from one year to the next? I mean, I can't get a handle on anything. I mean, the frickin' Washington team just beat Joe Burrow. What is going on this year?
It's three games in. We don't know who these teams are yet. We don't know this team in Philadelphia. We don't really know who they are yet. I think they're still in search of that true identity of who they are, and I think that's true with all teams throughout the league. I watched that game with the Washington, whatever their name is, the other night.
And Commies.
I thought their quarterback was fantastic, and I thought they did some really good things on defense. But I don't know who they are yet. I don't think at this stage of the season we ever really know who teams really are because of the way the preseason's handled now.
The Commies have a lot of exciting receivers, and they got Zach Ertz as their tight end who sort of runs everything through him.
That's tough.
And then fast wide receivers that are now dangerous because they're getting the ball distributed
and here's
to them accurately.
Here's the big picture on them. If they found a quarterback, that changes the division. Because we've been
found a quarterback. He's good.
Well, let's not forget RG3. Like the RG3 was the next great thing for 1 year. Same with Carson.
Let him play injured.
Yeah, so we'll see. Jaden Daniels looked really good, but like long term, we'll see.
I get it. Hey, Mike, stay well. Thanks for being a huge part of the show. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys, have a good one.
All right,
thanks,
good
Mike.
Stuff, man. Let's go to Rose Ellen right now. Good morning, Rose Ellen.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing super, Rose Ellen.
Fantastic.
I don't think we've ever heard from Rose Ellen before.
No.
Thank you for calling us.
I'm very nervous, so don't mind me.
Don't be nervous.
Not at all. You just relax. It's just a couple people talking sports. It's all good.
Okay. Happy birthday, James. And I remember before, were you the rabbit and John was the tiger?
No. That was Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly is a little bunny rabbit.
Because that was
what are we talking about?
I am lost right now.
Chinese zodiac calendar. John is completely obsessed. With
Oh yeah, I forgot about it. Yep.
I was on vacation. Thankfully,
I'm a tiger. Rawr!
But that was so funny. You guys are hysterical. But anyway, I've been an Eagles fan for like over 45 years, and I believe Sirianni is liked by the players, but I'm not sure if they totally respect him. I think
it's an important distinction.
I think they look at him more like a buddy than a leader. And, you know, I know that hurts and Sirianni don't get along. I mean, I believe they don't get along. And I think a lot of it adds to Hurts being like he thinks he's better than everybody. I don't know. That's my impression I get. But
well, we don't really know, but we certainly speculate a lot.
Yeah, Roselle,
let me ask you a question here. Because when I saw your name on the screen, I just got to ask you, is this a situation? I always wonder in these scenarios, is it like your dad wanted Rose and your mom wanted Ellen and they're just like, let's just mash them together? Like, how does that happen?
Well, my mom, my grandma, their first name of Rose is, well, my mom is Rosemary. And I don't know, my mom had an aunt, Helen, so I guess they eliminated the H. I have no idea.
It's a beautiful name.
I think it's really pretty.
It's a nice name.
You know Rosellen. What, they screwed me up.
It's a very nice name.
They didn't give me a middle name.
It's all good. Hey, Roselle, you're a great caller. You got a shot to win the Kevin Hart tickets. Give me a fictional royal character.
Zeus.
Fictional. I don't know if that's not royalty.
So he's a god.
Isn't he king of the gods?
Yeah.
It's I think it counts. Fictional royal character.
Yeah,
that's a pretty powerful one. Man.
Zeus.
Unless.
The king of the gods.
Unless Zeus is real. Greeks thought he was real.
Sorry. I'm just saying.
You're polytheistic,
snort?
Joe.
Yeah, she snorted. No, I don't believe it.
Are a polytheist.
I'm just saying
there
may still be some people that think he's real.
Level.
Like, I don't think that.
A polytheist is?
Yeah, multi-gods.
Look at you.
Look at Seltzer. Seltzer, let me explain something to you.
You didn't know what a tadpole was. Let's not get carried away here, all right? Before you go on your high horse.
Let me just say this. Let me say another thing, all right? So I golfed 2 days ago at the Big Five Classic, the Jim Maloney Golf Classic, helping raise money in the fight against cancer. And it was a great event. It was wonderful to see a lot of people, Phil Martelli, Fran Dunphy. It was great stuff, all right? Let me just say this. Great group I golfed with, three cool dudes, really
cool
dudes.
Did you break 100? Oh, wait,
wasn't
that
kind
ball.
Of, yeah, one of those things. It was kind of a different format.
He wouldn't have, though.
No.
Well, I played pretty good. But here's what I'm getting at. In my group was, and cool dude, someone who lost and beat the hammer. The more I go around town, the more I find people like
there are so many
people now that have lost the hammer. I mean, the number is so high, they're everywhere. And listen, losers, I'm glad you enjoy the show. I'm glad you called Beat the Hammer. You're a bunch of losers.
Man.
All right? That's what I wanted to say.
You know, if you're going to go this route, we need to come up with something to award to the winner.
The hammer.
A reward or something.
Well, I actually
that people can wear or boast with, like, I don't know, like a t-shirt or a hat that says, I've bested the
hammer. You know what I would
hammer,
like? I would like someone to actually beat the hammer. Well, that would be cool. It feels like it's been way too long.
And let me say something, right. James, you know, and Rhea, Devin, and John, you don't know. And I think you will appreciate this from me, although it's counterintuitive because the audience would maybe want otherwise. We had a chance last week to have Philly's tickets as our prize for Beat the Hammer. And I said, and James knows
this is true. I can verify this.
I said, let's not have such a great prize. Let's have a lesser prize because I don't want to just have any Tom, Dick, or Harry call just because he wants to win the Philly's tickets and isn't going to be good at sports trivia.
He did say this for what it's worth.
Lesser call, better sports acumen, less into the prize.
Okay.
I think that's honorable, right?
It was.
This
now,
is sort of in line with
now,
Nick Sirianni saying anytime it doesn't work.
What's the flaw?
I'm pretty sure you announced the prize after we already have the contestant on the air, but I could be wrong about that.
Well,
But
what you did was true. What you did say that, and it was the reasoning in your head.
You're a man of the people, Joe.
Drawing attention to this is undermining the purity.
It's kind of like Nick Sirianni being like,
exactly
I will take accountability
like
if it's
Nick
a bad
Sirianni
play.
Sirianni saying, when it doesn't work, it's on me, because I'm the head coach.
Which is a pretty good Nick Sirianni right there. Yeah, that really was. Yeah.
Let's see what else I got here. Hold on. Let me give
you should keep your mouth shut.
I got a good one for this moment.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Thank you.
There you
time's yours
surprised
is next.
You never did that before. Put those together.
All right, the combo. Here we go.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Hammer.
Pretty good.
Oh, man. My day is made on 94 WIP. So, Celso, what do you got planned today, man? It's your big day. It's your birthday. What do you got?
Going out to dinner with my uncle and my mom and Zoe and Emily. So that'll be nice, man. And then otherwise, I've got a big, big birthday nap planned. I can't wait.
Big what plan?
Birthday nap. Exactly. I can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be a thrilling nap today.
So who pays for
is
that
extra
meal tonight?
Long?
Probably my uncle will pay.
Okay.
So, yeah. Be nice.
You, you're bringing you 3/5 exactly? to the table.
I
so.
Am. I probably, you know, I'll offer to pay. I doubt they'll let me on my birthday.
Zoe's not going to cost that much.
Yeah. Right? Maybe Zoe will pay. I could, you know, learn a lesson early.
Did
yeah.
she? Well, I guess you haven't seen Zoe. Today.
I have. Emily sent me a video of Zoe wishing me happy birthday.
Oh, so great.
Very adorable. Yes.
Beautiful.
While she was scootering to school. So that was a thrill.
Good, man.
Awesome.
All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox. Remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question, Sirianni related, and it goes with what we've been discussing for the most part on the show today. Do you believe in Nick Sirianni as the Eagles head coach? John, I've got the poll results in front of me. What percentage do you think said yes? What percentage said no?
This is a tough one. My own personal beliefs getting in the way of what I think people might think. 55% say they believe.
66% do not believe in Nick Sirianni.
Jeez.
Last week was a big setback for him.
Yeah, big time.
That right? is unbelievable.
It changed, and they won, which is wild.
Do
not believe yeah. in our coach yeah. after a win.
That's right. That's right.
Imagine what that would have looked like. Imagine what things
yeah,
would
if
feel
they don't
like
win that game.
If we lose.
Like 12-7, they don't get that last drive. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, I think it would have been 12-88, not 12-7. I'm joking with that one. Settle down.
I'm just confused for
all
a
right,
second.
Next poll question. And we'll tackle this more in the next. You know, we got about a week and a half before the Phillies play a playoff game. I mean, the expectation is it'll be game one Saturday next week. You know, assuming they get the bye, which the magic number for the bye is one with four games to go. So we'll get into this a little bit more next week. But, John, the question here we wrote out on Twitter, do you like the Phillies still incorporating, even though it's in a small way, dancing on my own in their clubhouse celebrations, yes or no? How do you think people vote it?
I think 79% say yes.
60% say yes.
Oh, jeez.
There's a lot of people, man, that...
down on just incorporation?
Yeah.
It's a mixtape. It's part of the mixtape. It's okay.
People see it as a losing thing, and I don't. Yeah. I don't think they lost because of
it's
dancing
not
on my
featured.
Own. You know what I mean?
Yes.
No.
Devin, was that a reasonable answer to my friend yesterday? And I'm like, well, when he's like, all right, 0-2 at Dance on My Own, well, then get rid of Zach Wheeler and Bryce Harper? They're 0-2 with those guys.
I mean, that's not necessarily a reasonable way of thinking
of
about a song.
Not.
But I get what you're saying. They did not lose because of Dancing on My Own. It's a small part of their new playoff mix. I think the first song on the mix is going to be a bigger part of their postseason run this year than Dancing on My Own.
And here's the other thing I'll say on Dancing on My Own. How many years did the Eagles have Fly Eagles Fly before they won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
I mean,
Sixers.
Right.
They still haven't.
Years and
really?
Years and years and years.
I
years
think
years.
The tradition of the song feels uplifting to me, and it's not overstepping, just being around and available for my ears.
Yeah, I think it's very cool.
Yeah, I think it's good.
And
my
listen,
ears perk up a little bit when I hear it. It brings me back to some of the good feelings, but I know that we are stepping forward, we're moving forward, and there will be something else that's going to be
by the, way, we know the
main song.
We know the quest. Win a championship. I mean, that you know, win. By the way, speaking of winning a championship, because I knew it was actually the 40th anniversary this week of the great Bernie Parent, not winning a title, but going into the NHL Hall of the Hockey Hall of Fame 40 years ago, won a title about 50 years ago, won another the next year. I look on my screen. There he is, Bernie Parent. Good morning, Bernie.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Bernie, do you know how much you bring joy to our life when you're on the show? Do you know how much we love having you on?
Well, you know what? I feel the same way about you guys.
Thank you, Bernie.
This is incredible. And you know, when you look at thanks for sharing this with me. When you look at 40 years ago, I got into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Tremendous.
You know? And time goes by so fast, it's incredible. Yeah.
Well, listen, Bernie, it's a tremendous achievement, obviously. And, you know, a lot of people, particularly younger people, might not know, when you guys won those cups, not only did you have tons of shutouts both years, you had a shutout in the clinching game, both in 74 and 75, like literally a shutout to win the Stanley Cup. Phenomenal.
Yeah, you know what? When you look back, there's a lot to be grateful for, you know. And you know what? And those are great years, and we have to bring that back. And
yeah.
We have some great people now with the team. You know, the CEO Dan Helferty.
Sure.
And we have the president of the hockey operation, Keith Jones, and Benny Briere. You know, and they're good people. And you know what? The coach, I really love the coach, John Tortorella.
Yeah.
You know, he's a class act, man. You know, and he's. You know, he fits right in this organization, that's for sure.
Well, we're hoping they charge it up this year. Bernie, let me ask you a question about winning a cup. I heard something years ago. I don't know if it's true or not, and we're going to find out right now. I heard one time that when you guys won that first cup, 74, May of 74, that in those final, 5 to 10 seconds, whatever it was, that when that puck went all the way down the ice and missed the net, that you had been looking up at the score, at the clock, to find out how much time was left, and didn't see that puck coming down. And if it had been on you, you may not have known it was coming at you. Is that true?
You know what? I had such a good time talking to you earlier. Now you have to go.
But Bernie, that's amazing. That's amazing. Because we've all seen that a million times, that clip. The puck goes right by your left.
Give you a little picture of that was, like you said, there was 10 seconds left in the game, and we're winning 1-0. Okay? And we had the face-off in Boston then, right? And with 10 seconds to go, so the referee linesman dropped the puck. The puck went to Bobby Orr, and that's when Orr shot the puck all the way down. And at the same time, like you said, to repeat what you said, I was looking at the clock.
Wow.
And then I heard a noise behind me. And I said, oh, my Lord, there's the puck behind the net. You know, I never saw it. So, I will always, always be grateful to the good old Lord. That's for sure.
That's so good. Bernie, that's so good. All right, Bernie, last thing here. This 40th anniversary, you enjoy? Are you hearing from some friends and family? I mean, it's really cool, man. 40-year anniversary getting into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Congratulations. How does it feel hearing from people?
It's just incredible. And so I'm so grateful, so grateful to have been part of this great family. And I'm talking to family. I'm talking about the Flyers, Ed Snyder, and all the great individuals with the team and the city itself. And the momentum and the excitement we have, which is it's incredible. I think they're starting to really get back with the fans right now, and with so many people, and they're bringing the right, the right players, and I think they're going to bring the cup back in Philly soon, where it belongs. That's for sure.
I love it.
That sounds good.
And you know what? And one more thing, I want to thank again Ben Helferty, because it has become a family again. It's a beautiful thing, and for the best fans in the world. And I will, the rest of my life, will be grateful and thank the good old Lord for it.
Well, Bernie, we love you, and I mean that literally. Stay well, Bernie. Congrats on the 40-year anniversary of the Hall of Fame, and thanks so much for being on our program today, Bernie.
Thank you, my friends. Have a great day, too.
You got it. Bernie Perron. How cool is that? That is good stuff. 215-592.
It was awesome.
It was great.
Especially, I had no idea he was calling in.
Yeah.
So I had somebody, he's like, it's Bernie Perron. I'm like, it's what?
I had set that up earlier in the week.
Awesome.
I actually meant to tell you guys, and I had forgotten.
That was awesome.
I totally forgot to tell you Bernie was calling in. My bad. I'd set that up earlier in the week because of the 40th anniversary. It's good. By the way, you know what we did not address with him, which maybe, John, we should the next time? True story. Fall of 77 or like the winter of 78. My parents and family are on a boat with Bernie Perron, not personal friends. I don't know what went into it. Maybe they had to pay a few bucks. I don't know. Okay. but they're on the boat with Bernie. Somehow they get this amazing thing of being
What's
on a boat with
you,
Bernie.
Your family and boats. You're like the boat
no,
guy.
No, we're
now.
Not. Trust me. Because you know who wasn't the boat guy? Because you know what happened? My family had to leave because Joe in the womb was kicking up and causing my mom to feel sick, and the family had to leave the boat with Bernie Perrin.
I love that they blamed it on you.
No, okay. It was the
Bernie Perrin evening
before
as
I was
an
born.
Unborn child.
Yeah, before I was born.
In utero.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, you put a damper on the festivities from in utero. Oh.
Wild. All right, with that said, time's yours in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient for 2 decades. My mom a patient for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Get yourself to PI Dental Center. Sensational at what they do. Located in Fort Washington, they'll fix you up, but you got to get yourself there. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. With Xfinity Mobile customers now getting exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
What an appropriate last name for Taiwan.
Taiwan. Walk them.
I actually never put that together.
I've talked about
That's
it.
Well done.
I really appreciate Nick Sirianni's enthusiasm. I enjoy his rah-rah approach. And that's why I think his next step would probably be back to Mount Union High School. Oh. I mean, he is an expert at football, just not pro football.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I have an idea for the Phillies' layoff the week in between their regular season and the playoffs. Just have Taiwan Walker pitch batting practice. That'll get the hitter's confidence way up, hitting home runs off them.
Oh, listen, it's getting rough now, man.
I am 100% behind Devin's idea of Joe versus science. It would be absolutely priceless. The drops that would come off of that would be, you could use them for a year. It has to be done.
The thing that's crazy is he thinks he actually knows more than science. Like, he will correct the science
He'll
with
question
his...
question science.
Doesn't believe the science,
On the things I know I'm right about. That's right.
Hey, Joe. Kermit the Frog here. You're a total dope.
Was that Joe Wechter? I think that was Joe Wechter. Great work.
That loser. All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right. I didn't know Wechter had the Kermit the Frog.
That was good.
Very good.
That was good. You know what was even better? And that was good work by Wechter. Even better, the work by Conklin. Let's hear it one more time. It's Nick Sirianni. He's going through a day with simple decisions that he's struggling with.
Here we go. Sirianni is underway with his day, moving from right to left.
Right now, he's driving to the facility.
Uh-oh, the light is turning yellow and he's too far away.
Red light camera detected ahead.
Not a good decision. Not a good way to start the day. Now Sirianni is stopping. He's pulling into a store.
Oh, let me swing in this bakery here.
What can I get you today?
Yeah, just the turnovers and the coffee.
Paper or plastic?
Well, you know, I could go paper. Plastic's great, too. But whatever decision I make, I'm going to feel good about because it's from the heart.
Sir, we close at midnight.
All right, you know what? Just pour it right into my hands here.
Sirianni douses himself with coffee.
Are you shitting me?
I'm the head coach. I stand by that decision.
Okay, it's Sirianni and Hertz out for a morning walk.
Yeah, Jalen, I love our walks in the morning.
The longest journey starts with the first step.
Always great to be on the same page with you.
Oh, watch out there, Coach. There's a big puddle in front of you.
That's no problem. I got this.
Kellen Moore says you can't make that jump. It's too far.
Sometimes I just overrule Kellen.
Sirianni took a leap and he didn't make it. He is covered in mud.
Not a good look for the head coach.
I want to be clear on that. That was on me. I overruled Kellen, and I'm all covered in mud.
Everything's calmed down now. Sirianni and Hurts again. This time they're out for an afternoon jog, Mike.
Is the coach and the quarterback getting away from the facility for some bonding?
Great lunch, Jalen, but I think I ate a little too much.
You are what you eat.
You know, analytics say if you feel like you have to go to the bathroom, wait 37 minutes because it's better for your digestive system.
By the look on your face, coach, I don't think you should have waited.
Let's pick up the pace here. We need to get back to the facility.
Coach, you should have called the tush push before you left.
I thought the fake tush push would have been better. I overruled Colin again.
Well, remember, coach, don't look at it. Just flush it.
Oh, no, no. Another horrible decision by Coach Sirianni.
We don't play them till October, but the coach is already preparing to face the Browns.
Conklin is amazing. He is, which, by the way, is why we tell you, make sure you see his shows when you get the chance. Two different shows coming up in which you'll see the story of Philly sports through music. One with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton on Saturday, November 16th. And then also November 16th, that would be the same day, I suppose, at the Media Theater in Media, PA. Great stuff. JoeConklin.com.
And Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casinos every other Thursday. Tomorrow, the 26th, see Joe Bartnick from The Bill Burr Show. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
All right, good stuff.